Did the Jays take the inning?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.
Got word today that the province of Ontario will extend the $10 per day childcare opt-in deadline from September the 1st, so it was coming up, to November the 1st in an effort to get more operators to apply. Sharon Cirabo is the director of the Ontario Association of Independent Child Care Centres and joins us to discuss. Sharon, as always, we thank you for your time.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for having me. It's been a really good day. let's start off with that. It's been a good day. It's been a promising day for child care centres in Ontario, and we've just been receiving a lot of like overwhelming calls from all over the country, actually, just saying, you know, guys have done well and they're very happy with where this is going.
Okay. And what was so successful with today?
Well, as you mentioned, the deadline for opt-in was September 1st. So that's actually been extended to November 1st, but it's not just the deadline, which makes operators actually breathe a little bit more easier. It's the fact that there is a lot more material that comes along with this extension. We're now going to be allowed to actually have a contract, an agreement from the municipality where operators are able to review this before we opt in. So yesterday, this wasn't an option where we were told numerous times by various municipalities that a contract wouldn't be readily available until after the opt-out date, which is September 1st. So that's one huge material change that are making operators know that, okay, the government is moving the right step, the right direction. If I can review this contract and then decide if I still don't want to opt-in, at least I made a decision which is fiscally responsible based on their needs and what they're going through.
Okay, so Sharon, the for-profit centers can now opt in and have a better sense of what this is going to mean for their business going forward, right? Because that has been, from the for-profit perspective for sure, and we've taken calls on this, the complaint. We just don't know what we're getting into.
Yep. And having those safeguards in place will actually, it's beneficial for them because, like you said, we want to know what we're opting to. We were told to opt in and reduce our fees. We didn't know how, especially for for-profit centers where our entire revenue only comes from parent fees, there is no other source of funding. So if I am reducing that fees by 25%, I need to know clearly defined terms how I will get that back to make me whole so that I can continue to operate my program. And we didn't have those details. So that's been something that is very, very important. The fact that we can also now opt out without any penalties that could be imposed on us by the municipality. That's also part of the memo that we received. That's also very important. Another big thing that we met with the ADM, Holly Moran, which is Assistant Deputy Minister of Child Care. We met with her and her team last week, and we also asked for consideration of centers that have already opted out at the time when the only information that they had was not it wasn't viable for them to opt in. We asked, could they be then included in this if any changes that does happen with the addendum? This is also something that they're able to do. So anybody that did opt out is not able to actually opt into the program and receive a contract.
But now maybe they could.
So yeah, now they can. Right. Even if they've opted out, they're actually still able to opt into the program. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, respectfully, it sounds like we're back at square one. And now the government has a plan for you, and they should have had it months ago. You run a childcare center in Peel Region. What was your position before today? What was your situation yesterday? Had you opted in?
I hadn't opted in, and I hadn't opted out. I haven't even sent in my expression of interest to the Region of Peel because I made it clear to them that I did express an interest in the program in April, that I am interested in knowing, I am interested in opting into this program, but I didn't need you to send me another expression of interest where I wasn't getting any new information. What I wanted was more information. So now I haven't, I know that I will receive a contract. Peel actually sent out a contract to operators on August 5th. I received that yesterday, so I'm still going through that contract itself. I don't know if they will amend what they sent out prior to today. They might have to because a lot of the language in the initial guidelines have changed. So they're going to have to make sure that they do align themselves with what the Ministry of Education has changed to. And especially for myself as a for-profit center, one of the big things was I wanted to make sure that I can continue to earn profit and expand my business. I use my profits to expand the business. The government wants to create 86,000 spots. For-profit centers are in the position, if we have the profits, to be able to reinvest that money to create more spots to help more families. So having the opportunity or having that option back on the table for us where we're able to continue to earn profits, that's a big thing. So for myself, I'm happy about what came out today. I'm still going to re-examine the new 63-page addendum for myself as an owner and on behalf of the OAICC members. And then we move forward. Hopefully, our goal is that we get more providers signing in and opting into this program once we get all the formal contracts out.
So, Sharon, it sounds as though you are not committed to opting in, but are far more likely to opt in after the news today, pending, of course, the review of the 63-page addendum.
Absolutely. And we were never against this program. It was just the way that it was being implemented. And I think with a lot of advocacy from, like, you know, groups like OIC, and OIC has been very, very loud, and we've been advocating for the private centers to make sure that we can continue to run our businesses the same way that we ran them last year, the year before, and before this program came into place. But we do know that this is a need to be able to get women and men back into the workforce so the families can continue to contribute to the economy, they can earn for their family. So we do know that need is there. But a lot of the regulations and how labor-intensive sector is, that's not on us. So the government still has to ensure that while they are abiding to the CCYEA and saying, I need three staff or nine kids in the infant room, I still have to be able to make sure that I can operate a quality program or successful program where my staff is happy and my families are also happy. So I am more, I can say that I'm more hopeful about what's happening and moving forward than I was last week.
All right. Well, we appreciate your perspective and your lived experience here, Sharon, and also your time. Thank you for joining us today. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You Bye-bye. Too. Sharon Cirabeau, the director of the Ontario Association of Independent Childcare Services, joining us live as we discuss the childcare plan. It's been extended now, that $10 a day childcare.
Did the Jays dig the inning?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.